This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli artillery was seen firing at Gaza close to the border on Tuesday as warplanes and tanks pounded the south of the besieged strip. Israel vowed to annihilate the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas after its militants killed 1,200 people and took 240 hostage in an October 7th cross-border attack on Israel, according to Israeli territories. Israeli assault has killed at least 18,205 people and wounded nearly 50,000, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. The United Nations General Assembly voted overwhelmingly to demand a humanitarian ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, passing a non-binding resolution, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
10 countries voted no on the ceasefire, including Israel and the U.S. The vote was a sign of support to end the war and of growing isolation of the U.S. and Israel.
We have one singular priority, only one. To save lives.
General Assembly President Dennis Francis says this is the unprecedented collapse of an already crumbling humanitarian system in real time.
In the name of humanity, I ask you all once again, stop this violence now.
I'm Ed Donahue.
A declassified U.S. intelligence report assessed the Ukraine war has cost Russia 315,000 dead and injured troops, or nearly 90% of the personnel it had when the conflict began, a source familiar with the intelligence said on Tuesday. The report also assessed Moscow's losses in personnel and armored vehicles to Ukraine's military have set back Russia's military modernization by 18 years, the source said. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky expressed confidence at the White House on Tuesday that if the U.S. Congress will continue to provide military aid, his forces can continue to keep Russia from winning the war it started against Ukraine. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington reports.
Following a skeptical reception from some Republicans on Capitol Hill, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky received a warmer welcome at the White House from President Joe Biden of the Democratic Party, who expressed frustration about Republican reluctance to sign off on his additional $61 billion funding request for Ukraine. Zelensky commented that Ukrainians are giving their lives not only for their own country. The White House National Security Council says Moscow appears to believe a military deadlock this winter will drain Western support for Kyiv, ultimately handing the advantage to Russia. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations is warning hunger could surge across West and Central Africa next year, primarily driven by violence in the conflict-ridden region. Officials from the Food and Agriculture Organization presented the findings in Senegal's capital, Dakar. The report is compiled by the UN and aid groups. It says nearly 50 million people could face food insecurity and more than 2.5 million will be on the brink of starvation. The president of a top-tier Turkish soccer club was arrested on Tuesday for attacking a referee after the final whistle blew. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The president of top-tier Turkish soccer club Ankara Gucu, Farak Koca, was arrested on Tuesday for punching referee Halil Umutmeler in the face at the end of a match on Monday evening. The referee told police that he was also kicked while lying on the pitch and that Koca also threatened to kill him and his colleagues, local media reported. The Turkish Football Federation said it had suspended all leagues after the shameful incident in Ankara. Footage showed Koca coming onto the field and hitting Meler when the final whistle blew. After Rizespor scored a 97th-minute equaliser in the 1-1 draw at Eryaman Stadium.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. The COP28 climate talks went into overtime on Tuesday as countries engaged in shuttle diplomacy to bridge deep international divisions over how to deal with fossil fuels in the summit's final text. Many nations had criticized a deal draft released on Monday for failing to call out for a phase-out of fossil fuels, which scientists say are by far the biggest source of the greenhouse gas emissions driving global warming. Find more online, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.